Well, that's only the first of the fetters, but there are others. There are others. And, well, I'll only mention two more. That's quite enough, probably, for the time being. The next one is, the original word is Sila Vrata Paramarsha, which is a bit of a mouthful. But it's sticking to, it's usually translated as attachment to rules and observances. But the real meaning is perhaps paraphrased best as just going through the motions. You all know how it is, or most of you, I'm sure, know how it is. Maybe you take up a religious practice. You take up the practice of a puja or a meditation. And maybe you do it every day for a while. You go on doing it every day. But perhaps you then become conscious that you're not really doing it. You're just going through the motions. And you think it's a good thing just to do it in that way, just to go through the motions. But that is a fetter. That is something that holds you back. No religious practice, no religious observance will do you any good unless you can do it with your whole heart and your whole soul. So this is what this second fetter is all about. It's the fetter of doing things just half-heartedly, especially any religious practice or meditation or puja, doing it not wholeheartedly, not putting the whole of yourself into it. There's a verse I remember in the Bible. I do sometimes quote the Bible. Whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. And I think that's very important. That's the secret of success in all sorts of fields, including, of course, the spiritual field. If you take up meditation, put your whole heart into it. If you take up the study of the Dharma, put your whole heart into it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you devote a lot of time to it, but whatever time you do devote to it, during that time, you just do it wholeheartedly. You really believe in it. So you do it with the whole of yourself. And it's only that sort of practice that can effect change, that can break this fetter of Sila Vrata Paramarsha. So that's the second one.